Hi, I'm Claire, your journaling coach. Sometimes we need held space to do things that are good for us, and that includes journaling. That's why I run, amongst other things, regular live keep journaling sessions. But I also wanted to give you some space that you can access whenever you need it. So I'm going to give you a prompt to get you started. I'll then be quiet for 5 minutes to let you journal. Then I'll ask you some questions at the end. So it's as if I'm right here with you. If you need more time to write, just press pause. I recommend responding to the prompt using free writing rules. This helps to distract your thinky brain and let things that don't normally get a chance to be heard come forward. So, with free writing, you write to a timer, which I'm now going to provide for you. I'm going to give you 5 minutes. So, you don't need to do anything, just start writing when I say, and then I'll let you know when to stop. Don't stop, don't think, don't edit. Keep your pen moving is the most important thing. Even if you go off topic, whatever the topic is, it's fine. Your whatever you end up writing about is right for you. So trust that. Look after yourself if you surface emotions. You can either write into the detail of those emotions and describe them. Where are they in your body? Are they hot, cold? What texture are they? Really sort of get into the detail, which can be very self-soothing. But you might want to come back to something later with or without some additional support at a time that feels better for you. So make a note to come back and then see if you can carry on. Be kind to yourself and don't judge what you write. This is a tool to get thoughts on the page. You're not writing to produce a thing. So there is no grammar, spelling, or even sense required here. So I'm going to give you a prompt now. It doesn't matter how you interpret it. And as I say, there are no journaling police, so you really can't do it wrong. So the prompt is, and then I'm going to give you 5 minutes and I'll let you know when that's up. The prompt is, what got me here today? So your 5 minutes starts now. Okay, you have 1 minute left. Okay, that's the end of your 5 minutes. I hope you were able to keep your pen moving. Don't worry if you weren't, but yeah, hopefully you did. So I'm just going to ask you a couple of questions, then I'm going to give you a minute to review what you wrote. So first of all, was it easy to write or was it challenging? And more importantly, how did you respond to that if it was challenging? So, if you were sitting trying to force something to come and nothing was coming and your pen wasn't moving. Did that just make you frustrated? Did it get worse? That can easily happen. And it's useful to notice that. And if you do that again in the future, it's okay. But also if you write about that frustration, writing into where we are and what we're experiencing is the most important thing. So whatever you're experiencing, go with that. And the same goes for if your writing is sort of lovely and flowing, and you can write about that too. The second question is, does this day and time you've chosen to listen to this podcast work for you? And if it does, note why, what makes this a good time, and as well, if it's not a good time, what's in the way, and could there be another better time for you to try again in the future? So now I'm just going to give you a minute to read back what you've written, and if you can do this out loud, even if you're on your own, all the better, because it makes the writing a fully embodied experience. You've written it, you've thought it, you've read it, you now are going to speak it and hear it. It's great if you're writing with somebody and you're sharing it with somebody else because there's an extra element to that. But actually, if you're on your own, just hearing your own words out loud can be really interesting. So I invite you to do that, but otherwise, just read it if that's more comfortable. So I'm going to give you a minute starting from now, and I'll let you know when that's up. Okay, that's your minute. If you need a bit longer, obviously press pause and start again when you're ready. So just some questions now that you've read back what you've written. So what do you notice about what you wrote? Was there anything obvious missing from what you wrote? Anything you're surprised didn't come up? Yeah, just make a note of anything that you notice that particularly stands out. You can use this to continue journaling or to come back to your journal ready to, you know, you'll have something ready to go next time. And similarly, if there are any words or phrases that you notice as you read through, it doesn't matter why, doesn't have to be a logical reason, just underline them. And then when you next come back to journaling, you can just go from, you know, start with those as your prompts, even if it's just one word can work as a prompt. How do you feel? Is your energy different after you've written and again after you've read it out loud? What do you notice about how you feel? Always worth stopping and paying attention to that. So that's the end of this little writing journaling session. I hope you found it useful. If you'd like to let me know how you got on or find out more about workshops, courses, and working one-to-one, go to my website and all the details are there. So thank you for joining me. I hope it was useful, and I hope to see you again.